welcome to another episode of Ooh Baby Bible Stories with ZNC, where we listen and learn God's great stories. Today, the story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho.
When God promises a miracle, God delivers a miracle. All we need to do is follow His instructions. Joshua and all the Israelites discovered this at the Battle of Jericho.
Lord, the city of Jericho is surrounded by a thick wall. The gate to the city are shut tight.
Joshua, I have handed the city of Jericho over to you. I have also handed its king and its army to you.
What shall we do, Lord?
March around the city once with your men. Have 7 priests blowing the trumpet made from ram's horn. These priests will carry the trumpets in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times. Have the priests blow the trumpets and tell the men to give a loud shout. The wall of the city will fall down and the whole army will go into the city.
Yes, Lord, we will do as you have commanded.
Priests, go and get the ark of the covenant of the Lord. We are going to march with the ark around Jericho. I want 7 of you to carry the trumpets in front of the ark. Soldiers, gather around. We will move out, march around the city. Some of you will march in front of the ark of the Lord. Others will march behind. The ark of the Lord must be guarded at all times. Do not give a war cry. Do not make a loud noise. Do not say a word until the day I tell you. Then you will shout.
The soldiers did as they were told. They marched around Jericho for 7 days. Then Joshua said,
"All right, men. We have 7 days to march around the city. Today is our 6th day. We will march around the city one last time. But tomorrow, priest, you will blow a long blast on your trumpet and march around 7 times. Soldiers, shout. The Lord has given you victory over the city. Shout to the Lord." Israelites, the Lord has given us the city of Jericho. Let us praise the Lord. Lord God, we have done as you have told us, and now the city of Jericho is ours. We will set this city apart to the Lord.
I will be with you, Joshua.
Let's review what God commanded Joshua and the Israelites to do. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry the trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. That is in Joshua chapter 6, verse 3 to 5. God didn't command the soldiers to storm the city. After battle, when the story was told, the Israelites could not take credit for what happened. Instead, people would proclaim God's power and give glory to God for the miraculous victory when the walls came down. The Israelites had obeyed what God had commanded them to do. When amazing things happen in your life, look back and see God's work in all of it. When you are dealing with tough times, look up and see God holding you up, because He's always there. Okay, so if you want to learn more and read more about the story of Joshua and how he conquered the land that God had promised them, you can read the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. Yes, but before we end today's show, we're going to go into a quick quiz with your favorite C.
Yes, we are back again, kids, and I hope I hope once again, just like every time, you are ready and you were listening very, very, very carefully and attentively. So the first question reads as follow. How many days did they march around the city? The answer, 7 days. Second question. I hope you know this answer to this question. On the last day, how many times did they march around the city? The answer is 7 times. Okay. Please, I know you got all of them right. And, oh, I mean this one too. Yes. So, the last question reads as follows. What kind of instrument did the priest blow? The answer, trumpets. And so there we have it, kids. That was it for our quiz and for our story with Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. I hope you'll enjoy that and join us once again next week on a Monday, because we shall be on Oh Baby Bible Stories with Z and C. Bye, kids.
Hey, kids. Don't forget to come back for more Bible stories every single week. Let your mommy and daddy help you to go to www.activefm.co.za.